But on the first day of the week, early at dawn, the women came to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. They entered in and couldn't find the Lord's body. While they were greatly puzzling about this, two men stood by them in dazzling clothing. The women became terrified and bowed their faces to the earth. The men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He isn't here, but is risen. Remember what he told you when he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be delivered up into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words, and they returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to the rest. Now they were Miriam Magdalene, Johanna, and Miriam the mother of Jacob. They and the other women with them told these things to the apostles, but their words seemed to them to be nonsense, and they didn't believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves. And he went back home, wondering what had happened. Later, two disciples were going that very day to a village named Emmaus, which was about 7 or 8 miles from Jerusalem. They talked with each other about all the things which had happened. While they were talking and questioning together, Jesus himself came near and walked with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. He said to them, "What are you talking about as you walk? Why are you so sad?" One of them, named Cleopas, answered him, "You must be the only stranger in Jerusalem who doesn't know the things which have happened there in these last days." He said to them, "What things?" They said to him, "The things concerning Jesus, the Nazarene, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. And the chief priests and our rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who would redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things happened. And certain women of our company amazed us. Having arrived early at the tomb, they didn't find his body. And they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of us went to the tomb and found it just like the women had said, but didn't see him." He said to them, "O foolish men, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Didn't the Messiah have to suffer these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning from Moses and from all the prophets, he explained to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." They drew near to the village where they were going, and he acted like he would go on further. But they urged him, saying, "Stay with us, for it is almost evening and the day is almost over." He went in to stay with them, and then it happened. When he sat down at the table with them, he took the bread and gave thanks. Breaking it, he gave it to them, and their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. But he vanished out of their sight. Then they said one to another, "Weren't our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us along the way and while he opened to us the scriptures?" They rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and others who were with them. And they told them, "The Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon." and they related the things that had happened along the road, and how he was recognized by them in the breaking of the bread.